As Jesus and the disciples gathered in the upper room, hopes and fears were colliding. The disciples' thoughts must have been racing. The chief priests and the teachers they knew were strategizing. And what was it with that woman, with that alabaster jar full of nard? What was she doing? Why was Jesus talking about being prepared for burial? Judas Iscariot had disappeared for a while, and then he had come back. What could all this mean? Their thoughts must have been swirling. And yet they gathered and centered on the meal. They centered on ritual. They had come together to celebrate the Passover meal. And as they are together reclining at table, they ate and they drank and they retold the deliverance of God's people from slavery in Egypt. They remembered and they gave thanks for God's faithfulness throughout all generations, and they waited, just as their parents had waited. Just as their grandparents had waited, generations and generations had waited for God's new covenant. The prophet Jeremiah had spoken God's promise. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. There they sat. They had thought that the hour was at hand. Maybe it was. Did they dare to hope? Maybe it wasn't. This week had been so confusing. Fear and confusion must have hung in the room like draperies. And Jesus knows. He sits and he looks around the table and says, "One of you has betrayed me." And they followed the Passover rituals and remembered the story. They ate bread. They drank the cup. And I wonder what they thought. When I find myself unsettled, I often find comfort in the words of a hymn. And the book of Psalms was their hymn book. And I wonder if the words of hymn 116 reverberated in their thoughts that night. The cords of death entangled me, the anguish of the grave upon me. I was overcome by trouble and by sorrow, and then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. And the Lord is gracious and merciful. I can just imagine them sitting there, calming themselves, trying to calm their thoughts, recounting the words of the psalmist, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I might walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Remember, that is why we are here. Even now, they had to think to themselves. We are here to lift the cup of salvation and to remember God's faithfulness. Remember God's faithfulness? Truly, Lord, I am your servant. I sing with the psalmist. And tonight, we come here to remember too. We come here to remember that the song of the psalmist isn't just a psalm that calms their hearts, but it calms ours too. For the cords of death indeed did entangle us, and we were saved. We remember Christ Jesus, who did not exploit his equality with God, but emptied himself, was born and lived and served among us, an example for us and a Savior for us. So with the psalmist, we lift the cup of salvation and offer a sacrifice of thanks, ourselves. O Lord, may we proclaim with the psalmist, truly, I am your servant.